Well, hello everyone, and it's happy birthday to King Charles. So I hope you're all having a great day. I didn't receive my invitation to his party, so instead I thought I'd write a Bible study and record a podcast so that you can enjoy the Word of God. Well, we're up to Matthew chapter 17, verses 1 to 13, and I've set the study out a little differently this time. I want you to like you to read all of Matthew 17, 1 to 13 together out loud, and then consider the sections that I've put it in below. I've put the parts of the text in boxes, and then that's followed by one or two questions after each box. The first box looks at verses 1 and 2. What do you think? Why do you think 6 days is mentioned, and why only take 3 of the disciples? And what does transfigured mean? Well, first of all, the 6 days is intriguing. And is it got something to do with creation? Has it got something to do with the number of days that Moses was on the mountain? So the glory of God was on the mountain in the Old Testament. It could be either of those, or it just might be saying it was 6 days later, which was to say that this is intimately linked with what has gone previously. And that is my preference, but you may have another. So have a think about why 6 days. What does transfigured mean? Transfigured is the Greek word literally metamorphosized, like a caterpillar to a butterfly. This is very significant change that's occurring. And here Jesus is metamorphosizing before them. So think about what transfigured means here. The next box looks at his face shining like the sun and his clothes becoming as white as light. Whose face does this remind you of in the Old Testament? I've got a couple of passages there, one from the Old, one from the New, about a face that shines. Now think about the difference between this face in the Old Testament shining and the face here of Jesus shining. What is the difference? So have a bit of a chat about that. The next part is from verse 3. Just then he appeared. Then there appeared before them Moses and Elijah talking with Jesus. Well, why do you think Moses and Elijah turned up? I think we can say that Moses represents the law and Elijah represents the prophets. There was always another one like Moses to turn up, and Elijah was always going to preempt or be a forerunner of the Christ when he would come, the new Moses. So Moses and Elijah being there could be saying all those things. It might also be giving some reference to Matthew chapter 5, where Jesus is fulfilling the law and the prophets. That's certainly where I would lean. But good discussion on that one. What do you think they were talking about? Well, Matthew doesn't really tell us, but intriguingly, Luke gives us a little insight there, and that's in Luke chapter 9, verse 31. The next box says, Peter said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I'll put up 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. Well, the question is, why would Peter want to put up 3 tents? What is the answer for that? Again, Matthew doesn't give us much information there, but Luke and Mark do, and I've put the references there for you to have a look at, to think about why Peter might have wanted to do that. In the Old Testament, there were certainly tabernacles, which is tents or shelters, that were put up. There might have been some reference there, because this is sort of a whole lot of Exodus stuff is going on. But have a think about what you think and what your group thinks there. The next box is looking at verse 5 and talking about the bright cloud covering them, and the voice from heaven saying, this is my son whom I love, with him I am well pleased, listen to him. Where have we heard these words in Matthew before? What is different here? Well, the place we've heard them before is in Matthew chapter 3. The difference here is that it has 3 words added, listen to him. And so you might want to have a think about why this connection, listen to him. Very important 3 words in Matthew's gospel, so don't run over them too quickly, because they're going to turn up again in some way in our own passage that we're looking at even now. The next box, when looking at verses 6 to 9, when the disciples heard this voice, they fell face down. They were terrified, as you would be. Jesus gently raises them up, says, don't be afraid. And then he says this, don't tell anyone what you have seen until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead. So I suppose the question I have is, why did the three disciples have this experience at all? Why was it only them? Why did they have it? Well, it was for the purpose of them speaking about this event, but after Jesus had risen from the dead. The next bit, the disciples asked him, why do the teachers of the law say that Elijah must come first, and etc. Into verse 13. Now it's a little bit random, isn't it? That suddenly they've had this amazing experience. They start asking the question about when Elijah's turning up. Well, the reason I think that they would suddenly ask a question about Elijah is because it was promised that Elijah would come before the great and terrible day of the Lord, and that's Malachi chapter 3. You can check that out. But also, so that really what they're saying is, hey, doesn't Elijah have to come before all this glory can be seen? Jesus is going to say, Elijah has come. They did not recognize him. And then they realized, John the Baptist, he is Elijah. He is the forerunner of the Christ. And so everything is ready to happen. Everything that was promised that would happen before the glorious Lord would appear, the judgment day, those sorts of things, the Son of Man receiving all glory, everything has happened. There's nothing left to happen because Elijah has turned up. Now read 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 12 to 21. What does Peter use this event to convince his reader to do? What I mean by that is, what does Peter use the transfiguration event in 2 Peter 1 to convince his readers of? Now, he's really pointing to the incredible importance of being a person of the Word of God. Now, please don't just hear this as what we say all the time, and so it's a little bit, you know, ho-hum. This needs to be reinforced because we need to be people who are not only hearing the Word of God at church, but we are people who want to engage. I think we want to encourage people. Are you taking notes? How do you listen best? What is it going to look like for you to listen to him? This is the one that God has told us to listen to. Peter is telling us to listen to him. I think here this passage is being used by Peter to reinforce the importance of us knowing the Bible. And so we've got to work really hard. How are you working hard at learning the Bible? How can you use the opportunities you have to be better at it, to grow in it, to learn it? And there is a bunch of things that we need to encourage people to take on board, to be able to say, yeah, take notes, listen to it in the car, listen to it in the morning when you wake up, listen to it on your lunch break, find time to read it, go and do a course. Bug the pastors at church to put on more courses of Bible study. Do it. Make them do it. So whatever we can do, because this is the word of the Lord, and that's why we say thanks be to God. So the last question there is, in what ways are we doing this at church? How are we focused in on making sure the Bible is being taught and connected and connecting with people and understood? And then the second part of the question is, in what ways are you doing this? So as a leader, you want to be able to be honest and say, hey, I've got to grow in this area and this is what I'm going to do. But as a group also, you want to say, hey, we really want to commit ourselves to hearing the Word of God together, to coming to church, to hearing the Bible, to growth group, to whatever it might be during the week. But also to be on the lookout for others who may be drifting a little bit or on the fringe, be able to reach out and draw them in. Well, that is the study for this King's Birthday 2023. I don't think we've had a King's Birthday for a long time. I suppose about 76 or 70, 80 years or something. You can tell me if you know. All right, thank you. Enjoy it. And there is a growth group meeting on Saturday, growth group leaders meeting on Saturday, the 24th of June. And so that'll be, is it 8:30? I think it's 8:30. Is it 8 or 8:30? You better check it. It's 8 or 8:30 on the 24th of June. Be there. It's going to be great. See ya.